Station 14. Wine Grower's Hut, a place of manifest grace. Bible text. Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for thy stomach's sake and thine often infirmities. First Book of Timothy 5, verse 23. The Apostle Paul advises his disciple Timothy to drink wine for the benefit of his health. Even the oldest known remedy in the world contains wine. The Sumerians, 2200 BC, found it ideal for extracting the active ingredients of herbs. Hippocrates, 460 to 377 BC, recommends it as a sleeping draught and sedative. In ancient times, doctors used it to treat inflammation and eye complaints. The healer Hildegard of Bingen, 1098 to 1179 AD, found it essential, and Friedrich Hoffmann, 1660 to 1742, physician to the Prussian court, even devised a wine cure. Wine was believed to lower cholesterol levels and the risk of cancer, and to improve the skin. Statistically, the wine-drinking French have a longer life expectation than the beer-drinking British. One thing is clear, however, it should be drunk in moderation. Perhaps the most important health-promoting function of wine is that it encourages conviviality and gladdens the heart. This is what the Wine Grower's Hut stands for. When it starts to rain, it gives him shelter. Here he can store his tools, collect water, and keep his sprays. But first and foremost, it's a place of contemplation and enjoyment. Young lovers have exchanged their first kiss here, not to mention the countless hours it has seen of singing and talking about everything under the sun. It's a place of manifest grace towards humanity.